Remote, I'm Gene Randall. We begin here in the United States, where Trump administration officials and top Democratic congressional leaders are to meet today on another COVID-19 economic relief bill. And the White House appears closer to accepting Democratic demands that jobless Americans keep getting supplemental unemployment benefits of $600 a week, which are expiring. Since so many Senate Republicans are opposed to the extension, it will have to pass on the strength of Democratic support. It is the beginning of August, and it is painful to look back. Coronavirus deaths in the U.S. soared by over 25,000 in July, as cases doubled in 19 states during the month. The figures come from Reuters and further erode hopes of quickly reopening the American economy. The country recorded nearly 1.9 million new cases in July, pushing the total infection number to about 4.6 million at a cost of more than 153,000 lives lost. Some outdoor virus testing sites in Florida are shutting down in hurricanes. Meanwhile, the state's daily death numbers are setting grim records. Nearly 7,000 people in Florida have died in the pandemic. Case count in the state, more than 470,000. Worldwide, Johns Hopkins University puts the COVID case number at 17.6 million, with fatalities approaching 680,000. Mexico now has the third largest death toll, 46,000, trailing only the United States and Brazil. Mexican health officials yesterday said the country had recorded close to 700 new fatalities. Vietnam suffered its first COVID-19 death this week. Now a third victim has died in the city of Da Nang, which has become a hotspot, reporting more than 100 infections, including a dozen new cases today. COVID is again spreading in Hong Kong. The semi-autonomous Chinese territory says it found 100 new corona cases today. City authorities have reimposed dining restrictions and face mask requirements. More news online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. There has been another dramatic spike of virus cases in India, more than 5,700 infections in the latest 24-hour period, pushing its caseload to almost 1.7 million. Well over half of those infections happened in July. In South Korea, the elderly leader of a religious sect has been arrested after being linked to more than 5,000 of the country's 14,000 COVID infections. He's charged with underreporting religious gatherings. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he's putting off plans to further ease lockdown conditions in the UK. Johnson says there is evidence that the prevalence of COVID-19 in the community is likely rising for the first time since May. Britain has lost upwards of 46,000 lives to the pandemic. In Namibia, schools will be suspended for the second time in 4 months next week. President Hage Geingob also says limits on public gatherings will be tightened to 100, down from 250. This amid surging coronavirus cases. Namibia has 2,129 confirmed COVID infections and only 10 deaths, but the country's rate of daily new cases is now the fourth highest on the African continent. China got some good pandemic news today. New cases in Xinjiang province have fallen by 50%, boosting optimism that the outbreak there is winding down. Though it is not known how he will enforce it, U.S. President Donald Trump says he is banning TikTok in the United States after failing to pressure the short video app's Chinese owner to sell it off. The apparent issue, national security concerns over how TikTok handles personal data. Losing its U.S. market would represent a major blow for the Beijing-based ByteDance, one of the few truly global Chinese conglomerates, thanks to TikTok's commercial success. Reuters quotes a source who says ByteDance's valuation expectations for TikTok exceeded $50 billion and that the company was insisting on retaining minority ownership. It seems both ideas turn into dead ends. TikTok has up to 80 million active monthly users in the United States. The U.S. has intensified its economic pressure on China over its treatment of ethnic minorities, notably Uyghurs in far western Xinjiang province. It is the latest sign of a badly frayed U.S.-China relationship and comes a week after the Trump administration closed the Chinese consulate in Houston, Texas, prompting Beijing to force last weekend's shutdown of the U.S. consulate in Chengdu. The U.S. Treasury Department says it has blacklisted the Xinjiang Production and Construction Corps, known as XPCC, along with former party secretary and the current deputy secretary. China denies minority mistreatment and says the camps holding large numbers of Uyghurs provide vocational training needed to fight extremism. Washington's action freezes any U.S. assets of XPCC and generally prohibits Americans from dealing with it. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.
Voice of the OAA.